The world of work has quietly undergone a seismic shift, and most of us are still playing by the old rules. Traditional hierarchies are crumbling. Deloitte found that only 24% of large companies still rely on functional hierarchies. By 2028, algorithms will eliminate many middle management positions entirely. The question isn't whether your organization will transform, but whether you'll lead that transformation or be swept aside by it. Here's the uncomfortable truth. Formal authority is becoming irrelevant. What matters now is your ability to mobilize people who don't report to you, inspire teams you don't control, and drive change without a title to hide behind. This isn't just about workplace dynamics. It's about survival in an economy where your network is your net worth, and your influence matters more than your org chart position. Consider a young consultant who discovered his spreadsheet skills were worthless compared to his ability to build relationships. Despite a humiliating first performance review for neglecting assigned duties, his supervisors recognized something valuable. He was generating new business by connecting with everyone he could reach, never letting titles limit him. He even arranged regular dinners with the CEO to offer candid advice. This approach made him the youngest ever partner at Deloitte. But success bred complacency. When he finally received formal authority at Starwood Hotels, he abandoned the relationship building that had fueled his rise, implementing a centralized marketing approach that alienated key stakeholders. When the European head he'd alienated became global president, his position was gutted. The painful lesson? Authority without relationships is an empty throne. Growing up, watching his steelworker father repeatedly laid off because management ignored frontline insights taught him that hierarchies don't just fail people, they fail organizations. Today's workplace is defined by radical interdependence. Work happens through sprawling networks no single manager can control, making your effectiveness dependent on your ability to lead, inspire, and serve across boundaries. What if workplace dysfunction requires mutual elevation, not better management? Co-elevation is a mission-driven approach to collaborative problem-solving through fluid partnerships and self-organizing teams. It transforms contentious relationships into mutually beneficial partnerships by fostering generosity, gratitude, vulnerability, forgiveness, and celebration. Tested across Fortune 500 companies like General Motors and startups including Lyft and Uber, it works because it aligns with our DNA-level need for belonging. Futurist Ray Kurzweil notes, we'll experience 20,000 years of progress this century. This requires abandoning scarcity-based behaviors and rigid hierarchies. Co-elevation enables everyone, regardless of title, to become more influential. Who's actually on your team? If your answer matches your organizational chart, you've already lost. The first rule of leading without authority, redefine your team as everyone critical to achieving your mission. Consider Sandy in HR, implementing bonus programs without authority over other departments. When asked to identify her most important teammate, she named Jane from sales, someone she considered an adversary. By shifting perspective, Sandy discovered Jane had excluded her from meetings not as a power play, but from embarrassment over her team's performance. Together, they created an innovative bonus program adopted company-wide. Real leadership begins with accepting total responsibility regardless of status. Do the job before you have the job. When we identify problems but claim, "That's not my job," we abdicate our leadership potential. Consider Lena, an ER doctor seeking management promotion who hesitated to improve the hospital's supply system because the problematic head nurse wasn't under her authority. By taking initiative, connecting with the nurse, and collaborating on solutions, Zena transformed workplace dynamics and solved systemic problems. We excuse ourselves through ignorance, laziness, deference to hierarchy, victimhood, fear of rejection, and resentment. True co-elevation requires making the first move. If your work matters, commit fully regardless of difficult colleagues. Leading without authority requires earning permission through authentic engagement and bold generosity. The formula: serve and share. Serving means leading with generosity. Ask, "How can I be of service?" For important meetings, prepare at least 5 packets of generosity, ideas benefiting the other person. Research shows givers who contribute without expectation create more value and rank among the most successful. Sharing strengthens connections through vulnerability, encouraging others to take risks with you. Teammates must feel your genuine care. Insincerity is immediately detected. While the golden rule works ethically, earning permission requires the platinum rule. Treat others the way they wish to be treated. This demands sincere curiosity and patient listening. Brian Cornell's Target turnaround exemplifies transformative collaboration, launching over 30 in-house brands in 2.5 years, compressing timelines from 1 year to 5 months per brand. Their formula, transformative outcomes equals radical inclusion plus bold input plus agility. Despite widespread talk about collaboration, breakthrough outcomes remain rare because leaders fight over ownership. The process begins with recontracting, exposing old habits. Teams must eliminate the unholy trinity of bad collaboration: consensus, choosing popular over powerful options, the BS of buy-in, insincere invitations on predetermined decisions, and bacon-ship, small groups crafting finished solutions with minimal input. Before collaborating, assess whether teams trust each other enough to share bold ideas openly. Real change requires 10x thinking, not incremental improvements. The collaborative problem-solving process breaks larger groups into teams of 2 or 3, creating psychological safety that encourages candor while maintaining diverse thinking. Implement a systematic relationship action plan. List 5 to 10 critical relationships per project, prioritize using an ABC system, and track relationship quality from resentment to co-elevation. With managers stretched thin, peers must share coaching responsibilities. The alternative is manipulative insincerity, avoiding difficult conversations because you don't care about colleagues or the mission. Consider Daphne and Carter, whose co-elevating relationship helped turn around a struggling subsidiary when Daphne addressed Carter's dismissive attitude toward other executives. Always request permission before offering feedback and wait for verbal assent. Daphne emailed Carter asking to share thoughts she hoped would be beneficial, explicitly giving him the choice to decline. Effective coaching focuses on future improvement rather than past performance. Use "you might" instead of "you should." Never deliver personal feedback without requesting it in return. Candid feedback doesn't always need to be direct. Ask reflective questions using "what" and "how" rather than accusatory "why." Begin by asking teammates for help with your own development before offering feedback to them. When receiving feedback, remember it's simply data to help everyone improve. This mutual vulnerability creates the psychological safety necessary for honest conversations that drive real growth. Recognition creates exponential organizational benefits. One advertising executive's encouraging word ritual, regularly contacting nearly 100 clients with authentic praise, demonstrates how small amounts of positive energy generate transformative results. Research confirms praise outperforms money for boosting productivity and motivation. Become your teammates' biggest cheerleader by daily acknowledging their friendship and contributions. Acknowledge good work immediately, linking praise to specific actions and expressing how they made you feel. Respect individual preferences. Introverts may prefer handwritten notes over public recognition. Teams need encouragement during difficulties, even when performance falters. Sometimes people need us to believe in their capabilities more than they believe in themselves. Hope accounts for up to 14% of workplace productivity. Celebrating failure proves crucial for innovation, removing shame, encouraging honesty about mistakes, and creating psychological safety for learning. Companies avoiding experimentation eventually face crisis, while those celebrating failure unlock transformative risk-taking that drives breakthrough results. The ultimate leadership achievement is inspiring others to become leaders without authority. When a TV network nearly canceled a show due to the lead actor's behavior, an on-set co-elevating team challenged the actor to imagine increasing each person's engagement, transforming the situation. Just as great hosts enlist guests to become co-hosts, leading without authority requires enlisting teammates in mutual care. When teammates vent about coworkers, transform complaints into positive action by coaching them to support each other directly. You can build 10x results from just a few strong co-elevating partnerships. At GM, only 50 of 1,000 district sales members seriously adopted the new model, but they made all the difference. When roughly 30% participated, co-elevation became the new standard. This will become a worldwide movement because the new work world demands it. As hierarchies lose influence, co-elevation offers new routes to joy and growth, extending beyond workplaces into schools and communities. The rising generation faces challenges like climate change, requiring collaborative solutions. By developing your feel for co-elevation now, you'll be prepared when it becomes essential. The future belongs to those who lead without waiting for permission. Start today.